My name is Bianco Berry. I'm the vice president at Progress Village Little League.
My name is Lyndon Berry, and I play softball at Progress Village.
Well, I moved here, a job brought me down here around 2006 when I moved from the Tampa and I moved down to this area.
I grew up here and I've lived here for all my life. I am 11 years old.
My wife and I, we was driving around. I have another son. We was looking for something for him to do before she was born. She seen this sign, I think it was at the Home Depot over here for Crackle, and it says, hey, call if you're interested in, you know, Little League. I came in, we called for my son. They said, yeah, come on out, bring him out. He was, I think, 5 or 6 at the time, and they was looking for volunteers. I'm like, well, you know, I don't know much about baseball. I said, yeah, fill out the volunteer. Can you pass the background check? So, and the rest is history. I fill out the background check. I started giving back, started helping out a little bit at a time. Next thing you know, I'm on the board, and I'm the vice president.
Well, he was always running to the park, and, like, he figured, well, it would be easier just to sign me up. So I started off at T-ball. I played with the boys, and now I play softball. Progress Village Little League means to me that, like, you have another family that is always going to be there to help you, and, like, you basically get a new opportunity to, like, do something else in your life instead of just playing video games.
For me, it's more or less giving back to the community as an adult, mentoring, trying to be a positive influence in these kids, in these young men and women's life. We've seen them grow up from, you know, little boys and girls to young men and young women. We try to give you the tools, not necessarily to succeed in sport, but to succeed in life as well. You treat it as like a team organization. You got to have teamwork when you go to your job. You got to be able to rely on others. We try to teach them it's not always about me, me, me. We try to explain to them that everyone is going to play in the major leagues. Not everyone is going to play in the NFL. But we are going to teach you to have fun and enjoy your teammates. And just most of all, enjoy the memories. Be a kid. Life is stressful enough. Let them come out here to the park and just let them have fun.
So like he said, I think that kids can develop great leadership because Progress Village, we hold a lot of like activities for the children to do just to get involved more, and also it gives the kids like new opportunities to learn something new. So there are kids that come out here that like they will go to other fields, and most people won't think that they can actually do these things, which is really good how Progress Village gives those kids like a chance. Like they don't think, oh well, you're autistic, you may not have a chance as this, so we're gonna bump you down to like a lower team and stuff. No, but Progress Village, they give like all the kids a chance.
What's your favorite part about hanging out with Little League?
My favorite part is having people there to back me up, to help me. If I'm going through like rough times that like I necessarily can't talk to my parents about, they can like be there to help me. One piece of advice that I'd give to you is to just always stay encouraged and just to know that like the kids are trying their hardest most of the time, and like that like they're just like always going to be there.
And one thing that I always tell my daughter, I say, you got to just trust in your ability. I mean, sometimes being as a young lady, 11-year-old, she's the youngest one on the team. A lot of times she try to get down on herself. You got to just trust in your ability, go out there and do your best, and try not, don't ever give up. If you play your hardest, work your hardest, you know, I would never be mad at you for that. So I just want you to go out there and give 110% all the time.
Many people don't have a dad that can just tell them that, oh, you're amazing, you're worth it in life. So I just feel, like, respected that, like, I have someone that is there for me that can tell me that.